The Billionaire's Unexpected Proposal, Evelyn and Derek. Chapter 41. Seeing the anger burning in his eyes, Evelyn froze. This wasn't what she had expected. In fact, it was far from what she had been expecting after everything they had done last night. What was wrong? Was it the phone call? Did he find out already about her relationship with Michael? Or was it about Samantha? She shook her head inwardly. It couldn't be about Samantha, since even her mom, who knew about Samantha, didn't know that Derek was Samantha's father. So, what was he talking about? And why did he look so angry? It had to be about her and Michael, she thought as she took a deep breath. I'm sorry. I would have told you about it, but I was scared if I did you wouldn't. I wouldn't what? He snapped, angrier at the admittance of her action. I bared my heart to you. I told you it had to be off records and between us. Why would you ever divulge such information to the public? He asked bitterly. This time Evelyn looked at him, her brows drawn together in a confused frown. Divulge what information? What are you talking about? She asked, her heart pounding as she took in his cold demeanor. Don't play dumb with me, Evelyn. It's too late for that when you already admitted to it, he growled, and her frown deepened. Admitted to what? What's going on? You are confusing me. Evelyn said, and Derek flashed his phone screen in her face even though they were standing on the opposite side of the bed. Evelyn dimmed her eyes so she could see what was on the screen. Her heart skipped a beat when her eyes caught the caption. Who is Derek Stone? Is he dead or alive? What is the news of my adoption doing all over the internet? You promised to keep it to yourself. How could you betray my trust in this manner? Derek asked, his voice filled with hurt and anger. Evelyn shook her head in denial when she saw the pain in his eyes. I didn't tell anyone about your adoption. The rest of her words trailed off when Derek closed his eyes and took a deep breath. I don't know if I'm more disappointed by your action or the lies you're telling now. You are the only one I have ever confided in about that. That doesn't mean I'm the only one who knows about it. Evelyn cut in, and Derek looked at her incredulously. You are the only person apart from my parents who knows how I feel about it, and it is all written in here. How could you even think of accusing my family of revealing something like that to the public? Derek asked, his anger rising to its peak. He had never imagined that she would do something like this or try to blame his family for what she had done. I swear to you, I didn't. I promised to keep it myself, and I did just that. If not you, then who? My adoption has been a secret kept within the family all these years, yet just a couple of days after I reveal it to you, it becomes national news. How convenient is that? He asked, his voice laced with hurt and anger. Evelyn shook her head as she walked around the bed to meet him, her eyes glistening with tears. She had never seen him that hurt or angry, and it pained her to see him that way because he thought she had betrayed his trust. Who could have done this? She asked herself as she stopped in front of him. Believe me, Derek. I didn't tell anyone about it. I've never spoken to a single soul about your adoption, I swear it, she said, but Derek turned away from her. If so, why is Empowered magazine the source of the news? He asked, and Evelyn's heart skipped a beat, confusion clouding her mind. Empowered magazine. She repeated, and Derek watched as she reached for her phone and scrolled through it. She could understand why he was upset. Not only was the news telling everyone about his adoption, but it was also hinting at his adoptive parents. Selfishness. How could Empowered have gotten hold of that information if not through her? And why didn't they inform her or call to confirm the information from her before releasing the news? 2:51 p.m. She frowned when she saw that the news had been released that morning. This was released this morning, she said, as though that should mean something, and Derek raised a brow. How could I have released this if we were here together? She asked, and he shook his head. I'm supposed to be your alibi. Seriously. I'm not stupid, Evelyn. We both know you don't have to do it yourself. Any of your subordinates could have done it with your instructions. And even if you didn't give the instructions, there's no way they could have released this news if you didn't tell them about it in the first place, Derek said, and Evelyn ran her fingers through her hair in frustration. He had said apart from her the only people who knew about his adoption were his family, and if they had been quiet about it the whole time, why was it made public knowledge the moment she knew about it? I understand why you think it's me. But, I'm telling you I didn't post such news and neither did I give permission or tell anyone about it. Okay. Since you didn't tell anyone, can you tell me who did? Perhaps you think I did, Derek cut in, his tone dripping with sarcasm. Even though she could understand why he thought she was behind it, she couldn't help feeling angry at him for not listening to her or giving her the benefit of the doubt. Don't you think instead of assuming I'm behind this, you should listen to me, and let's solve the puzzle of how this whole thing got out? She asked with a frown. How can I listen to you? Oh, you when you admitted. That wasn't what I was admitting to. That was something else, she cut him off before he could. I guess this isn't the only thing you've done, he said, his tone tinged with disbelief. What is it, Evelyn? What else have you done that I should know about? He asked wearily. Finish. Chapter 42. Derek rubbed the bridge of his nose, unable to believe all that was happening. What bothered him most was his parents and how they must be feeling. He couldn't imagine how he was going to face them. All his adult life he had done his best to not give them any reason to be disappointed in him, and now just because of one lapse in judgment he had hurt them so much. He couldn't begin to imagine how they were feeling. That's not important right now, Evelyn said with a frown as she tried to think. There were three main questions begging to be answered, and they were the who, how, and why. Who could have released the news? How did the person get to know about those details? And most importantly, why was it released? She could still remember that they had talked about it in his office. Could that mean that someone had overheard them? She mused. That had to be. You don't get to tell me what's important. I think someone might have overheard us while we were talking about it. Evelyn voiced out before Derek could finish. Derek scoffed, that's not possible. It doesn't even make sense, so I suggest you save your excuses. If you were going to reveal such private details in the first place, you shouldn't have claimed you were asking for yourself. I trusted you, and you made me regret it. Derek said in a resigned tone. Evelyn felt her heart break. She wanted to explain, to make him understand that she would never betray him like that, but she could see that no matter what she said, he wasn't going to listen. As much as she could understand that his feeling was hurt by the article posted about him and his family, she couldn't excuse his reaction. He was behaving the same way her father had behaved 6 years ago. Like her father, he was not giving her the benefit of the doubt. She needed to get away from here. What was the point of studying him and working so closely with him if he didn't trust her? She knew he was likely going to call off the interview after something like this happened anyway. I'm sorry about the news, and even though I know you won't believe a word I say, I really didn't release that news or tell anyone to do it. I never would. And maybe if you trusted me as much as you made me believe you did, you would know that, she said, her voice firm. Seeing as Derek remained silent, she nodded. I think we should leave now. Derek nodded. We should. Pack your things. We're leaving. He said, and without wasting any more time headed for the bathroom to freshen up. He had hoped that after last night maybe they could find a way to build what they seemed to have, but now, it was obvious there was nothing there and it had all been a figment of his imagination. Neither of them said a word as they left the resort, and all through their flight back home, the only thing that was on Evelyn's mind was how Derek's adoption news got out. No matter how hard she thought about it, she just couldn't figure out how the news could have gotten out or how it happened to be released by Empowered, making her the only suspect. Was it a setup? Who could be behind it? Michael. Was that why he had pretended to be friendly with her? But even if it was Michael, how had he managed to guess Derek had told her about the adoption? She tried thinking about the events of that day, what had happened before and after Derek told her about it, but there was nothing out of the ordinary apart from Sandra's visit. But then, Sandra had visited before she had the talk with Derek, so what exactly happened? Evelyn's mind was occupied with these thoughts throughout the flight, and when they arrived Derek offered to drop her off, but she politely turned down his offer and took a cab instead since she couldn't stand being in his presence any longer. Evelyn sighed when she remembered how quiet and withdrawn Derek had been. She rested her head on the headrest and shut her somehow in the last couple of days since she started working closely with him, she had begun to think of him as a friend, and as a result, his reaction hurt her deeply. Why did he bother telling her about his secret if his trust in her was so little? She mused sadly. She had to find out who had released the news and clear her name. She needed to prove to him that he had misjudged her. Not because she wanted anything to do with him, but because she really hated the injustice of the entire situation. As she walked into her apartment a short while later, her lips curved in an involuntary smile when Samantha ran to her for an embrace. "Mommy!" Samantha screamed as she threw herself at her mother. Evelyn knelt to hug her daughter, feeling a wave of relief wash over her. Even though they had only been apart for 2 days, it was the first time they had been separated for such a duration. "Hey, sweetheart," Evelyn said softly, holding Samantha tightly as she pushed every other thought aside. "I missed you so much," Evelyn said as she buried her face in Samantha's hair. Samantha pulled back to look at her mother, her blue eyes wide with excitement. "Did you bring me something, Mommy?" she asked, and Evelyn chuckled, the tension easing a bit from her shoulders. Her daughter indeed was a source of comfort to her. "Do you want something or do you want your mommy?" Evelyn asked dryly. "I want my mommy," Samantha said with a wide smile as she grabbed her mother's hand and led her into the living room while chattering excitedly about her weekend thus far. Evelyn listened, nodding and smiling, as she kept trying to focus on her daughter's cheerful chatter and stop her mind from drifting back to Derek. She had to figure out what had happened, and fast. Samantha plopped down on the couch, her eyes sparkling with curiosity. "Are you back from the party?" "Not yet, darling. I have to get ready first and leave from here," she said, and Samantha's face fell slightly, her curiosity quickly turning into a pout. "You're leaving again?" she asked, and Evelyn nodded. "Can I come with you? Pretty please?" she pleaded with a pout, and Evelyn sighed, shaking her head gently. "No, darling, you can't come this time," she said, and Samantha frowned. "Why not?" Samantha asked, her pout deepening, and Evelyn took her hand. "Because I have to go alone for now," Evelyn explained, brushing a strand of hair away from Samantha's face. "But soon, I promise I'll start taking you everywhere with me." "Okay." Samantha's expression softened a bit, though she still looked disappointed. "Okay, Mommy," she said, and Evelyn hugged her daughter tightly. "I promise. Now, why don't you continue telling me what you've been up to while I was gone while I get ready for the party?" Evelyn said, an attempt to distract herself, and Samantha's eyes lit up again. Evelyn wished she had not made promises to her stepmom regarding the anniversary party. She would have preferred to stay indoors now after the whole Derek episode, but unfortunately she couldn't. Chapter 43. Instead of going to the hotel, Derek asked his driver to take him home to meet his parents so he could apologize to them properly. He had wronged them greatly. As he sat in the car looking out the window, he couldn't shake off the hurt and disappointment in his mother's voice that lingered in his head. Not once had he given his parents any reason to be sad or disappointed in him since he joined the family, yet here he was now, simply because he had been too trusting. He glanced at his phone started when it started ringing and sighed when he saw that it was Michael calling again. He had been calling all morning and Derek knew it was regarding the news. Derek reluctantly tapped on the receiver but didn't say anything as he waited to hear Michael's voice. "Rec? What's wrong? You've not been taking my calls all morning. Are you okay?" "I saw the news," Michael said, his concern evident in his voice just as Derek had expected. He sighed. "I'm more worried about my parents than myself right now," Derek said with a weary sigh. "I was with them earlier. They are very upset. Although they have ordered Empowered to take down the news, they're still worried that everyone has seen it," Michael said, sounding concerned, and Derek closed his eyes, feeling even more mad at himself. "Where are you? Are you back already?" Michael asked, wanting to know if Derek was back and if there was a way he could still get Derek to the anniversary party. "I'm in Lutus now. I'm on my way home. I need to see my parents and apologize to them," Derek said, and Michael nodded, glad that he was back. "All right, I will meet you there. Try not to worry too much. Things like this happen at times. And I'm sure they will understand and forgive you, seeing as you've always been a good son to them," Michael said, even though he inwardly hoped this would cause a major problem between Derek and his parents. Over the years he had grown tired of hearing about how perfect Derek was, and now he was happy that he had gotten the chance to deal with both Evelyn and Derek at once. Earlier he had told Derek's parents how he had warned Derek not to do the interview with the girl from Empowered and how Derek had almost fought with him over it. And he had made sure to innocently mention that Derek had even gone on a business trip with her. "I hope so. Thanks," Derek said before hanging up. As he looked out of the window again, his mind swirled with thoughts of his meeting with his parents. He had no idea what he was going to say or how he was going to explain the situation and comfort them. And he wasn't sure how they were going to react, since something like this had never happened before. He hoped that they would forgive him and not take whatever Empowered had released to heart. As the driver drove up the long driveway to his parents' house, Derek felt a knot of anxiety form in his stomach. Derek took a deep breath after the driver parked the car, but that did nothing to calm the churning as he got out of the car. As he walked up to the front door, he noticed that Michael had already arrived there, and he sighed. He hoped that with Michael there, his parents wouldn't be too mad at him. When he got in, he found his parents in the living room. His mother's face was red like she had been crying for long, and his father's face was stern. Michael, on the other hand, sat off to the side, a well-concealed smug look on his face when he saw how anxious Derek looked. The moment his mother saw him, tears filled her eyes again as she rose. "How could you? How could you do this to us?" she asked, her voice trembling with emotion as she struggled to hold herself together. Ever since she saw the news, thoughts about her dead son had flooded her mind, and the pain of losing him all those years ago came back in full force. "I thought we were over this a long time ago. Why would you tell someone about it instead of coming to us if you?" his mother asked, tears rolling down her cheeks. "You were still feeling that way." Without thinking, Derek went on his knees. "Tim, so sorry, Mon. I have no excuse for any of this. It's all my fault. I'm sorry about all that was written there. I never meant for this to happen or for what I said to be taken so out of context," Derek apologized, but his father shook his head. "Have we not shown you enough love? Have I ever made you feel like a replacement? Do you not trust us enough? Have I not treated you like a real son? Or have we in any way treated you badly? Is that why you did this?" he asked, and Derek shook his head. "I'm sorry," Derek pleaded, shunting his eyes so he wouldn't see the disappointment and pain reflected in their eyes. Michael watched the scene before him, happy with what was happening while keeping a straight face as though he was feeling very bad about everything. "Don't just apologize, Derek. Tell us how you're feeling. Are we bad parents? Do you feel we are using you?" she asked, crying now as she went to kneel in front of him. "No, Mom, it's not that at all," Derek said quickly. "You've shown me more love than I could ever ask for, and I'm so sorry I made you feel otherwise. It's all my fault. I'm sorry," he said, looking at both his parents. "No, it's not your fault. You should blame the person responsible. Why are you covering for her? It's Evelyn, isn't it?" Michael asked, and before Derek could shoot him a look to shut his mouth if he wasn't going to be helpful, his father spoke again. "Stop crying, darling. You both should sit down. Derek, I want to hear about this Evelyn," his father said, and his mother brushed away her tears as she rose and she held out her hand to him to stand up. "Who is Evelyn?" his mother asked after they were both seated. Chapter 44. As upset as Derek was over Evelyn's breach of trust, he had no desire to expose her to his parents this way. He knew his parents well enough to know they wouldn't hear it slide or let her go if he told them exactly what had happened. They would tear her apart and he couldn't let that happen. "Dad. Are you going to deny that you didn't tell her about this, and it's a coincidence that Empowered happened to find out about this and release the news?" Michael asked before Derek could defend Evelyn. "All these years you refused to appear in front of cameras or grant interviews. Why did you suddenly change your mind? What does this person have on you?" his mother asked with a concerned frown. Derek shook his head, looking down at the floor. "I don't know what I was thinking," Derek said, wondering why he would ever have assumed that Evelyn was the right woman for him simply because they spent a night together 6 years ago. "What I want to know is why you told her about it in the first place. It was supposed to be a family matter," his father said, and Derek drew a deep breath. Seeing how Derek was trying to protect Evelyn from his parents, Michael became even more determined to fuel the fire. "Uncle, Derek trusted her. I knew she was trouble and I tried to warn him, but you know how trusting Derek can be. And you traveled with this girl?" his mother asked, remembering that Michael had mentioned it earlier. Derek looked at his mom in surprise and then turned to Michael, knowing that only he could have told his parents that. "You shouldn't cover for her, Derek. Uncle and aunt need to know the truth. They need to know that she released such confidential information that you expected her to keep to herself," Michael said, and Derek frowned. "How did you know that?" Derek asked, and Michael's heart skipped a beat when he realized he had slipped. "Isn't it obvious? I'm sure you would never have asked her to publish something like this," Michael said, and Derek sighed. "So, she released news you told her in confidence?" his mother asked, and Derek had no choice but to admit it. "I wanted her to get to know me and understand why I always turned down interviews. I didn't expect that things would turn out this way. I'm sorry," Derek said, and his mother sighed. Michael leaned forward. "It's not your fault, Rick. You only trusted the wrong person. I'm sure you wouldn't have told her if you knew she had such bad intentions," he said, and Derek's parents exchanged a glance, then turned back to Derek. Derek sighed. "I'm truly sorry about all this mess," Derek repeated, his voice sincere. "You need to cancel whatever arrangement you have with Evelyn or whatever you call her. Cancel it and stay away from her. People like her can never be trusted," his father said firmly. His mother nodded in agreement. "You should cut her off. I'm sure if you had chosen to interview with the People's Times magazines, this would never have happened," his mother said, since Michael had mentioned Sandra's desire to interview Derek because she was interested in him. "If you want to do the interview so badly, then do it with the People's Times. They're a reputable magazine and the Quinns are friends of the family," his mother said, and Michael nodded in agreement but said nothing. "You're not interested in this Evelyn girl, are you? Is that the reason you agreed to do the interview with her?" his mother asked when he didn't respond to what they said about cutting her off. She had suspected that he was interested in Evelyn from the moment Michael mentioned that he had traveled with Evelyn and on a business trip. "Even if he was, I'm sure he has learned his lesson now. And while we are still on the subject, I think it's high time you settle down," his father said, and his mother nodded in agreement. "Yes. About that, I'm going to arrange for a date between you and Sandra Quinn. We have heard she is a good girl, his mother said, and although Derek felt a surge of frustration about the way the whole issue was going, he remained outwardly calm. He knew arguing about it was only going to make things worse, and he didn't want that. All he wanted was to appease his parents and calm them down. We'll think about it, he said, and both his parents nodded. Good, his mother said, and Derek sighed inwardly. I'm sorry I made you cry and disappointed. Don't say that, everyone makes their fair share of mistakes, and you made yours by trusting that classless girl. Now that we understand the situation, we will deal with it. Don't worry about anything else, his mother said, taking his hands in her own and squeezing it. Although Michael didn't like that Derek's parents forgave him so easily, he was happy that they had brought up the issue of Derek being in a relationship with Sandra. Kay nodded. Sure, you must be tired after your trip. Let's talk. Eyes talk again another time, his father said, and Derek. You should go. To get some rest. I'm sure you. After thanking them, he and Michael stepped outside. I'm glad Uncle and Aunt understand now. And I'm not sorry I told them everything. I just didn't want them to be so hard on you. Covering up for her would have made things worse for you and them, you know. Michael said before. Derek could scold him for telling his parents about Evelyn. Derek sighed but said nothing. He wasn't pleased with the way Michael had behaved, but he wasn't in the mood to talk about it. Now that things have happened this way, I think you should listen to your parents and stay away from her. If you still want to pursue the interview, you should do it with the People's Times, Michael suggested, but once again Derek said nothing. Something was nagging at the back of his mind, but he couldn't place it. All he knew was that something was bothering him. Something he seemed to be overlooking. Seeing how Derek wasn't responding, Michael switched the subject. I should get going now. It's almost time for the anniversary party. I will explain the situation to everyone. I'm sure that even though they are all disappointed, they will understand that you're not in the mood to be seen in public after the news, Michael said sadly. I gave my word. I will be there, Derek said, and Michael shook his head. No. Derek. You don't have to. You know how much I hate to go back on my word, don't you? You can go ahead of me. I will go back to the hotel to freshen up and meet you there, Derek said, and Michael shook his head. Go with you to the hotel then, and keep you company. I want us to go. Us to go together, Michael said, and Derek shrugged. All right then, let's go. Chapter 45. As Evelyn arrived at her father's house, she stood outside for a while, nostalgia enveloping her. It had been 6 years since she had left this house, and now, standing there, a wave of emotion washed over her. Memories of her time living there, the happy, uppy moments with her father and stepmother, surged through her mind. However, Sandra's presence in those memories dampened the warmth. That sly bitch. She cursed inwardly, knowing she was going to see her there. Taking a deep breath, Evelyn reminded herself to stay as far away from Sandra as possible. She couldn't afford to lose her cool, especially since she was already in a bad mood. She stepped inside the living room, the familiar scent of home greeting her instantly. Even with the decorations hanging around the house, she could still see that the house hadn't changed much, and a pang of sadness mixed with comfort filled her. She could hear the music coming from the backyard where guests who had arrived for the anniversary party were already flocking around. She took a deep breath as she made her way to the backyard, and the moment she got there, the first person her eyes landed on was Sandra. Thankfully, Sandra was engrossed in a conversation with someone, so she averted her gaze quickly only for her eyes to meet her father, who seemed to have seen her the moment she walked in. They both locked gazes, but neither of them made any move to approach the other, since they were still mad at each other and waiting for who to apologize first. Claire, who had been talking to her husband but noticed he was no longer listening to her, followed his gaze and her face split in a smile when she saw Evelyn. "She made it," Claire said happily, and Eric scoffed. "As what? A guest? She doesn't even have regard for her parents enough to come say hello," Eric muttered with displeasure as he looked away from Evelyn. Without a second thought, Claire ignored her husband and walked over to Evelyn to welcome her. "I'm glad you made it," Claire said as she hugged Evelyn. "Isn't that your sister?" Sandra's companion asked, and she turned in time to see her mom and Evelyn embracing. Sandra's brows pulled together when she observed how they both seemed happy to see each other, unlike the way Evelyn had treated her so coldly. "Happy anniversary, Mom," Evelyn said as she hugged Claire back, a genuine smile playing on her lips. "Thank you, darling. Why haven't you come to say hello to your father? And what is that about Derek Stone? Did you release that news?" Claire asked with a frown. While they were still talking, Sandra observed them with a frown. Something about their body language gave her a feeling that this wasn't a 6-year-long reunion. Was there something she was missing? Had Evelyn seen her mom since she came back? But if so, how? And why didn't her mother mention it? Sandra mused as she decided to go join them, but when she saw them heading towards her father, she headed there instead. She got there in time to hear Evelyn congratulating their father. "Hello, Dad. Congratulations on your anniversary. Am I still your father? I don't think so, considering your actions. As far as I'm concerned, you're here as a guest, so I will treat you as one. When you recognize me as your father and do the right thing, I will acknowledge you then," he said, and without waiting for her response, he turned away from her and walked away. "Was happy to hear D. Here she was attending the party frowned. "I will go talk to him," Claire said, and seeing this, Claire, who had told Evelyn her father was H, hurried after her husband. Sandra turned to Evelyn after their parents left and smiled at her. "Hey, Evie. I'm so glad you made it. I was scared you wouldn't show up," she said, trying to lick Evelyn's hand. Evelyn pulled her hand away. She hated the fact that Sandra could still pretend to be a good sister to her after betraying her the way she did. "Why won't I show up? It's my parents' anniversary after all," she said, smiling back at Sandra. Sandra nodded, her gaze darting to the entrance to see if Michael and Derek had arrived. Earlier, Michael had texted to let her know he would be. Chapter 46. After everything that had happened with Derek earlier that day, Evelyn was mentally exhausted and wasn't in the mood for any more drama. The last thing she wanted was to waste her time trying to figure out what Sandra was thinking or plotting. "Int me to know where you live." "Why? It's me, Sandy. Your best friend." "What's wrong, Evie?" Sandra asked with a hurt expression on her. "You don't want face. You're not my best friend, Sandra. Maybe you were when I didn't know better, but you're nothing to me now. You mean nothing to me, so please leave me alone, and cut the act," Evelyn said, not bothering to hold back anymore. Sandra blinked in surprise. "Evie, did I do something wrong?" she asked as a tear dropped from her eyes. Evelyn sighed in exasperation. "Save your tears, will you? You're really getting on my nerves with this whole performance you have going on. Why not become an actress? Your performance is top-notch and I'm sure you'll win multiple awards," Evelyn said, and Sandra frowned, wondering why Evelyn was talking to her in that manner. "What do you mean, Evie? How can you refer to my desire to reconnect and bond with you as a performance?" Sandra asked, and Evelyn broke into a humorless laugh. "I must have been so naive and gullible to not have seen through you," Evelyn said with a self-deprecating smile and then shook her head. "You're reconfusing me, Evie. Please stop. Sandra, please, just stop, okay? I'm not the gullible fool I once was. So, stop wasting both my time and yours," Evelyn said, and hearing that, Sandra narrowed her eyes. Gullible fool? What do you mean by that? Sandra asked, and just then, the spotted Derek and Michael coming since she was facing the door, while Evelyn had her back to the door. What do I mean? Why don't you tell me something, Sandra? Tell me why you're not married to Michael yet. Why are you interested in Derek when you have Michael? Evelyn asked, and Sandra blinked, taken aback by what Evelyn said. If Evelyn was asking her that, then it only meant one thing: Evelyn knew of her affair with Michael. How did Evelyn find out about it? When she did find out? All these years, she and Michael had done their best to be careful, so how did she find out? Was that why she called off the wedding and left? Sandra mused. Evelyn smirked when she saw the flicker of surprise on Sandra's face, and in that moment, she couldn't help the smug feeling she felt watching as Sandra slowly realized that she had been making a fool of herself the whole time. Don't look so surprised, Sandra. Did you think I'd never find out about the both of you? Evelyn asked with a smirk. Wanting to know how much Evelyn knew, Sandra shook her head. I didn't know my feelings for him were so obvious, Evie. I'm so sorry. I promise I never told him how I feel. Evelyn sighed and shook her head. Perhaps you shouldn't become an actress. You're too dumb and stupid to be one if you can't even tell when your audience is no longer enjoying your performance. I'm so disappointed. Sandra scowled. What exactly do you know, Evie? Sandra asked, coming out straight. What, or rather, how much do you think I know? Evelyn asked with a wry smile. Tired of the games, and seeing that Evelyn knew about her and Michael, Sandra decided that there was no need for her to keep pretending in front of her. It was tiring for her since she hated Evelyn with every fiber of her being. How long have you known? She asked as she glanced behind Evelyn, in Michael's direction, to see that he was still busy introducing Derek to some of the guests. What does it matter how long? Evelyn asked with a perfectly arched brow. Is that why you called off the wedding and left? Sandra asked, and Evelyn shrugged. I'm sure you never wanted me to return. You must have thought I'd disappear forever and you can have all that is mine. Evelyn said with a smirk. If you know that, why did you return? You should go back to the hole you crawled out from, Sandra hissed, annoyed that she had been making a fool of herself this whole time when Evelyn knew everything. Evelyn, who had been waiting for Sandra to reveal her true color, smiled. Finally, you've dropped the act. I was beginning to worry that you've pretended for so long that you no longer know how to be real, Evelyn said, with a shake of her head, and then tsked. Why did you pretend you knew nothing? Was it fun to watch me make a fool of myself? Sandra asked irritably. I should be asking you that since it was you and Michael who made a fool of me. But unfortunately, I don't have the time to do this with you. Now that we don't have to pretend to like each other anymore, stay away from me, Evelyn said, wanting to walk past her. Seeing as Michael and Derek were approaching them now, Sandra immediately fell to the ground with her glass of wine which shattered beside her. Why are you doing this, Evie? Sandra cried out loud to get the attention of everyone, and the place became silent as all eyes turned to the sisters. Evelyn stared at Sandra in shock, taken aback by the show she was putting on and feeling embarrassed when she felt all the eyes on her. What did I do to deserve such hatred from you? I've been nothing but a good sister to you. Why are you being mean to me simply because I remained friends with Michael? Sandra asked before breaking into a sob. Derek, who had seen Evelyn and had been wondering what she was doing there, suddenly made the connection after he heard Sandra's statement about being a good sister. And then his heart skipped a beat when something else suddenly hit him. Evelyn Quinn. If she was Sandra's sister, and her name was Evelyn, that meant she was Michael's Evelyn. Chapter 47. Derek had thought that Evelyn's name sounded familiar when he first heard it, and now, he knew exactly why. Why didn't she tell him about her relationship with Michael? Was that why she had tried staying away from him? Why didn't he think of that when Michael first asked him about his business with Evelyn? Why didn't he think of it when he saw the way they had greeted each other so coldly in his office? He mused as he turned to glance at Michael. Michael, sensing his piercing blue eyes on him, flashed him an apologetic look, but Derek merely gave him a look that said they would talk about it later. Meanwhile, Evelyn quickly recovered from her shock at Sandra's theatrics, and realizing what Sandra was doing, she smiled. It was obvious that Sandra was putting up the act because she wanted to make her look bad in front of everyone. She could already hear some of the guests whispering about her. FF on the morning of her wedding. She could hear them asking questions about her and discussing how she ran off on. Knowing the purpose of Sandra's drama and understanding that nothing she was going to say in her defense would make any difference now, Evelyn decided to play along with Sandra. I'm being mean to you, right? Then I guess this shouldn't be a problem, Evelyn said as she emptied the content of her glass on Sandra and slapped her, causing everyone to gasp in shock. Derek frowned as he watched the scene before him. What was going on and why was Evelyn doing that? Although he didn't know her much, he knew she wasn't such a bad person, or maybe she was considering how she couldn't keep his personal matter to herself, Derek mused as he watched Evelyn's father storm over to where Evelyn and Sandra were standing and push Evelyn away roughly. What the hell is wrong with you, Evelyn? Why do you keep embarrassing me and bringing shame to this family? Eric growled, and Evelyn shook her head, not surprised by her father's reaction. What is going on, Evie? Why is Sandra on the floor and why did you pour your wine on her? Claire asked while Sandra, who had been pretending to be crying, stood up with Eric's help. I was only asking her why she was being cold to me and wouldn't come back home, but then she said I was asking because I was jealous and feeling threatened by presence. I tried to explain to her but she just pushed me angrily, saying she would never forgive me for remaining friends with Michael, Sandra said, crying. Eric shook his head at Evelyn while Derek's mind swirled with several thoughts about what was happening. You are nothing but a disappointment. You brought shame to us 6 years ago and now, after your return, you're still doing the same thing. Apologize to your sister right now or get out of here right now. Eric yelled at her. Eric, calm down, Claire pleaded, looking at Evelyn with concern. She couldn't understand what the problem was, but she knew Evelyn well enough to know she wasn't the type to be troublesome or confrontational. I won't apologize. I didn't do anything wrong. Evelyn said as her hands balled into a fist at her side, and she blinked back the tears that gathered in her eyes, determined not to cry. Especially not in front of Sandra. Did you hear her? Did you hear what she just said? I never wanted her here. I told you so. Now see what she did to her sister who invited her. Eric yelled angrily at his wife. Derek watched with a frown, wondering why her father was yelling and speaking so harshly to her in front of everyone. Unable to stand the scene anymore, he decided to save her from the embarrassment even though he was still mad at her. *1 want you out of here right now. Get out or I will have you thrown out, Eric yelled, and before Evelyn could say anything, Derek stepped forward and grabbed her hand. Although blinded by tears and she couldn't see the face of the person holding her, she knew the smell of Derek's cologne and the feel of his hand. She tried to pull away but Derek dragged her out of the house with him while Michael and Sandra exchanged glances when they saw this, both wondering what Derek was doing. And make sure you don't ever come back until you return to your senses, her father called after her. Evelyn, who had been taken aback when Derek took her hand, jerked her hand free the moment they got outside. For someone who didn't like public functions, he was the last person she had expected to see at the party, especially considering the fact that 3:05 p.m. something so sensitive had been released about him just hours earlier. What do you want? Evelyn asked hotly, fighting back her tears as the whole events of the day finally caught up with her. What do you mean, what do I want? I couldn't stand watching you being treated that way by your family. What were you doing in there? Why did you do that? And why didn't you tell me you were Michael's? Derek let the rest of his words trail off, unable to bring himself to refer to her as Michael's ex. What does it mean to you if I am embarrassed by my family? Evelyn asked as tears of anger and frustration fell from her eyes and she brushed them off angrily. Seeing her this way, Derek remembered the first time he met her and how broken she had seemed then. He momentarily forgot all about their misunderstanding and stepped closer to her, wanting to comfort her and understand her. Eve. Evelyn stepped away before he could touch her. Don't. Keep your distance from me. I want you to maintain the same energy you gave me this morning. Ignore me as you did earlier and stay away from me, Evelyn said and Derek's hands dropped to his side. Why are you being unreasonable when I'm only trying to help? Come with me. I will take you home. I don't need your help. Derek. She snapped angrily. You do realize that I should be the one who is mad between us, not you, right? Dirk pointed out. Yes, you are right. You should be mad, not me. So, let's communicate through our lawyers. Lawyers? What for? Derek cut in with a confused frown. Of. I guess you haven't thought about the agreement we signed. I signed a non-disclosure agreement when you asked me to be objective in my review, you, didn't I? Isn't that the reason I've been at your beck and call? If you decide to take legal action against me, your lawyers can give me a call, Evelyn said and without waiting for his response, she walked away, leaving Derek staring after her with a confused frown. Chapter 48. A confused frown creased Derek's brows as he watched Evelyn leave. Wasn't she supposed to be feeling guilty both for exposing his secret and for concealing her and Michael's relationship from him? Why was she making it seem as though he was the one at fault? And why was she still insisting she didn't discuss his personal matter with anyone? Was she really not the one? He mused and then narrowed his eyes. Thinking about what she had said about him getting his lawyer involved, he admitted to himself that unlike him, Evelyn had treated their arrangement with utmost professionalism, and judging from how professional she had been, it didn't make sense that she would have made public something he told her in confidence no matter how juicy the news seemed. Certainly not when she had signed an NDA with him. Now that he thought about it, he remembered how empathetic she had been when he told her about it and how she had treated him better after that day. Even if everything pointed at her, he just couldn't believe that she was behind it. Perhaps she was really innocent and he had accused her wrongly. If Evelyn was innocent, who then could have revealed the news about him? And how did the person find out about it? Derek mused. Was he missing something? What was it? He mused and then turned when he noticed he was no longer alone. An involuntary scowl appeared on his face when he turned and saw that it was Michael who had joined him. You lied to me, he growled, feeling annoyed that Michael had deliberately kept the truth from him. I didn't lie, Michael said defensively, I told you I knew her. I just didn't tell you the whole truth. What difference does it make? How could you hide something as important as this? Can you give me any good reason why you hid the truth this whole time? Derek snapped at him, cutting him off. That was my personal relationship with her and you both were only working professionally. I didn't think I should get in the way. Get in the way? If you had told me, I wouldn't have. You wouldn't have what? Agreed to the interview? Michael asked, cutting him off. Didn't I try to stop you? What did you tell me then? Michael asked, equally infuriated. Derek combed his hand through his hair in annoyance. Couldn't you have just explained and told me she is your ext? Derek asked and Michael snorted. Difference would it have made? She didn't tell you about me either, did she? Even now after ending out what a spiteful bitch she is. Don't call her that. Derek cut him off with a growl. See? You are still taking her side even now. Why, Derek? Why are you taking her side? Shouldn't you hate her as much as I do after finding out how she exposed your secret and how she hurt me? Why are you still taking her side even after your parents asked you to stay away from her? Michael asked, wondering what was wrong with Derek and why he was being defensive of Evelyn when he was supposed to be mad at her. What I do or who I associate with is none of your business, at least not anymore. Not after you kept your relationship with her from me. Derek paid coldly. I didn't know how to save it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear whatever excuses you have to make, Derek said, and without another word, he walked away to his car, leaving Michael to scowl at his back. Why was Derek making things difficult by being stupid? This wasn't the plan. Derek was supposed to direct all his anger at Evelyn, not him. Michael mused angrily as he watched Derek's car leave. Inside the car, Derek sighed yearnedly as his driver drove him back to the hotel. He never would have imagined that after a passionate night with her, which he had always dreamt of in the past 6 years, he would wake to having a misunderstanding with her and then end up finding out that she was the same lady who had dumped his cousin on the morning of their wedding 6 years ago. What sort of coincidence was this? Or perhaps it was not a coincidence and it was all planned by her. He mused and then shook his head. They had never met before that day 6 years ago, so there was no way she could have approached him because she knew who he was. She couldn't even remember his face when they met again in his office. And judging by the way she had resisted his advances this whole time, he doubted that any of this was schemed by her. So, if she hadn't deliberately approached him 6 years ago, what were the chances that of all the people she could have run into on that day, it was he? Michael's cousin, who had just returned to the country. Perhaps it was fate. He paused when he remembered how she had been crying that day and all she had said about making a mistake. What mistake had she been talking about? Did it have anything to do with Michael? Was it the reason she left Michael? He mused with a frown. His frown deepened when he remembered Michael saying Evelyn had spent the night to their wedding with her lover only to return the next morning reeking of a man's cologne. When she packed up and left the house after she argued with her family, everyone had assumed she left to go be with her lover, but he knew that wasn't true since he was the lover she had spent the night with. What exactly happened? Why had Evelyn been crying that day? Why did she act so recklessly that day? Why did she call off her wedding? Why didn't she tell him about her relationship with Michael? What exactly was going on? He mused and then sighed again. He would find out about what really happened that day, but first, he needed to sort out the misunderstanding between them and find out who had dared to release something of that sort about him. After finding out who had released the news about him, he would find out how they got to know about it in the first place. Taking out his phone, he dialed Susan's line. Since she was Evelyn's boss, he expected her to look into the issue and find out which of her staff had released the news and on whose order. Derek hoped desperately that Evelyn's name wouldn't be associated in any way with the release of the news. He wanted her to be innocent and to show him that he wasn't making a mistake by giving her the benefit of the doubt. Chapter 49. Evelyn sighed when she stepped into the house to find that Samantha had already gone to bed. Wanting to draw comfort from her daughter after the events of the evening, Evelyn went into Samantha's room and sat by the edge of the bed as she gazed at Samantha's sleeping form. Although she was looking at Samantha, all she could think of was the look on Derek's face earlier when he said he couldn't stand seeing her being treated that way. She cringed at the thought that he had witnessed all that had transpired between her and her father. Who was he to criticize how her father had treated her when he had done the same too? She thought and then narrowed her eyes when something occurred to her. When did he arrive at the party? Why was he there in the first place when he didn't even like making public appearances? Had he become close to her family in her absence? Or did Michael and Sandra invite him? Was that the reason Sandra had asked her to attend the party? Did Sandra put up that show because Derek was there? Did Michael not bother to tell Derek about their relationship this whole time because they planned to embarrass her this way? She sighed when she remembered that Derek had wanted to ask her about her relationship with Michael, but she had been too angry and embarrassed to talk to him. Evelyn did not doubt that Sandra had not acted alone. Michael had to have been involved in what Sandra did, and it made her wonder why they were doing all of that when she wasn't even bothering them. Were they trying to sabotage her chances of having an interview with Derek? Or was Sandra just feeling threatened by her presence in Derek's life and so wanted her out of the picture? Was it possible that Michael could have released the news about Derek? She mused, narrowing her eyes. It couldn't be a coincidence that the very day Derek told her about it was the same day Sandra visited the company, or was it? But how could Michael have known what she discussed with Derek? Evelyn mused as they massaged her temple where a headache was beginning to throb. She was jolted out of her thoughts when her phone started ringing and she immediately silenced it and left the room so that she wouldn't disturb Samantha's sleep. By the time she got into her bedroom, the call had already disconnected, but before she could check who the caller was or even dial the caller back, her phone started ringing again and she sighed when she saw it was her stepmom. If only her father was a bit more attentive and caring like Claire, then maybe things wouldn't be the way they were, she mused as she took the call. "Hello, Mom," she greeted, her voice soft. "Are you home now?" Claire asked, sounding exhausted. "Yes, Mom. I'm sorry I caused such a ruckus at your party." "I shouldn't have come," Evelyn said with a sigh. "What's really going on between you and Sandra?" Claire asked, since could understand the problem between Evelyn and her father, but she couldn't understand what the problem was between her and Sandra. It was just a misunderstanding. It wasn't just a misunderstanding, Evie. "I know you. I saw the way you looked at her. I never really understood why you didn't reach out to her or want to see her when you got back. And now this. What's really going on? Did Sandra do something to you?" Claire pressed, clearly worried for her children's relationship. "Mom, I can't tell you about it. Maybe it's best you take Sandra's words for it," Evelyn said, since she still didn't want to tell Claire what Sandra had done. "I can't do that, Evie. I don't want to do that. Please talk to me," Claire pleaded. Evelyn couldn't help but wonder how someone as sweet as Claire had given birth to someone as evil as Sandra. "If you want me to talk to you this," Evelyn pleaded, "to you, then you'd have to wait for me to do so when I'm ready. I can't do that right now. Please, do not worry yourself over. Why can't you tell me now?" Claire asked and Evelyn sighed. "I promise I will tell you when the time is right. For now, I really don't want to dwell on it," Evelyn said, and Claire sighed. "I'm sorry your father treated you that way earlier." "Don't, Mom. Don't apologize on his behalf. I'm okay. Thank you," Evelyn said, and Claire sighed once again. "All right. I will stop by to see you soon. Take care of yourself and Sam," Claire said before hanging up. "Really, Mom?" Sandra, who had been caves-dropping on the call, asked from behind Claire, startling her. "Really, what?" Claire asked as she turned around to face Sandra. "I can't believe you're in here talking to Evelyn," she said, and Claire raised a brow. "Why not?" she asked, wondering why Sandra's tone and expression were accusatory. "You saw what Evelyn did to me out there. You saw how she embarrassed me and humiliated me publicly, but you didn't take my side. Yet here you are apologizing to her because Dad scolded her. Am I your biological daughter or is Evelyn your true daughter?" Sandra asked, and Claire looked at her for a moment without saying anything. "I know you, Sandy. And I know Evelyn. I raised you both myself. You are both my daughters and I won't take sides. I don't believe what you said earlier about the reason Evelyn did that to you, Mom." Sandra exclaimed, unable to believe that her mother was doubting her. "I don't know what happened between you both, but do not expect me to take sides. And I've noticed how you subtly bring up inciting conversations regarding Evelyn around your dad. I don't know what you hope to achieve or what you're up to, but you better put an end to your foolishness, else I will be forced to deal with you myself," Claire warned before walking away. Sandra scowled as she watched her mother leave, and then she tapped her fingers on the island of the kitchen. So, her mother had known where Evelyn was the whole time and had kept it away from her. Sandra mused, thinking about what she had heard her mother say. She turned when Michael joined her. "Where is Derek?" she asked, since she had left the party to go freshen up and change her clothes earlier after Derek left with Evelyn. "The idiot left," Michael said after making sure no one was around to eavesdrop on their conversation. "With her?" she asked, not wanting to believe that their plan did not work. "No. They left separately," Michael said, reluctant to tell her that Evelyn had been the one to leave Derek. "What?" Sandra asked when she noticed his hesitance, and he told her that Evelyn had left Derek before he got there and went on his conversation with Derek. "Add on to tell her about. Are you saying our plan failed?" she asked with a frown, and Michael sighed. "I wouldn't say so, since his parents have said they want him to be with you. Which? He just need to make sure Evelyn stays away from Derek. By the way, why did you put up that show? The plan was for you to introduce Evelyn as your sister and let Derek figure out the rest himself," Michael said, and Sandra scowled. "That bitch knew about us all along. Can you believe it? She knew about the both of us. I got so mad and couldn't hold it in anymore," she said, and Michael frowned. "Asterisk, she told you she knew about us?" he asked, and she nodded. "Yeah. It's so annoying. Gosh. I hate her so much," she said, and Michael's frown deepened. "Did she tell you when she found out about us?" he asked curiously. "No. But she probably knew about it all along and decided to string you along and wait until the wedding morning to call things off." "Spiteful bitch," Sandra hissed. "That means W. We need to be more careful. What if she tells Derek or your parents about us?" Michael asked, and Sandra smirked. "After the performance I put up tonight, do you think anyone is going to believe her over me? Besides, she doesn't have existence. If she dist, she would have exposed us already." "Don't worry about her," Sandra said, but Michael shook his head. "That's more reason we need to be careful. Let's not give her the evidence she needs, okay?" Michael said, and Sandra shrugged. "All right then. Let's get back to the party," Sandra said, and they both returned to join the others. Chapter 50. The next morning, instead of going to Stone Corp. Pa usual, Evelyn headed for her office at Empowered. She had received a call from Susan the previous night, informing her that the board was having a meeting that morning to discuss disciplinary measures for her, and she was to fish out the person behind the article and their source or face the consequence. She had come to Lutus for a promotion, not to face the consequence of an action that had nothing to do with her, Evelyn thought as she looked out of the window of her cab. She was not going to let anyone, not even Sandra or Michael, get away with messing with her integrity in this manner and making people question her character. As she walked into the building, she stopped at the reception stand and asked the receptionist to ask the heads of all the teams to gather in the conference hall for a meeting instead of going to her office. She went straight to the conference hall to wait for them, since there was nothing for her to do in her office. 10 minutes later, the heads of each unit came in one after the other, and they all sat around the conference table. Evelyn couldn't believe that the first time she would be addressing her subordinates here would be over an issue like this, and it angered her even more. Evelyn looked around at everyone seated at the table. "I'm sure I do not need to tell you the reason I called for this meeting," Evelyn said as she talked and paced around her seat. "I'm going to go straight to the point. Who released the article on Mr. Derek Stone? And on whose order was it released?" she asked as her gaze moved from one person to the other. The deputy editor cleared his throat and all eyes turned to him. "The information came in through our tip line from an anonymous source some days ago. We looked into it. checked old pictures of Derek Stone and the last picture of him online before he stopped making public appearances, and we confirmed the news before releasing it. Asterisk so, it was released on your order. Evelyn asked, and he nodded hesitantly without meeting her gaze. Why wasn't I informed before the story was published? Evelyn said, feeling frustrated at the whole thing. Although, she had figured that if someone was doing it to set her up, then the information must have come as an anonymous tip, but now that she knew for sure, she just couldn't help feeling frustrated, since it didn't help her plight. You know very well that our weekend column is all about gossip. How were we supposed to know this would cause such a commotion? It's not like we can inform you about everything we publish here. Besides, you haven't resumed here officially yet, he pointed out. The point here is that you all knew I was working on an exclusive with Derek Stone, yet you went on to publish something like this about him. Do you have any idea how much trouble this has caused me? Evelyn asked through gritted teeth, trying hard not to yell. I admit that didn't think of that. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it would blow up like this. I just wanted to get the story out there, he said, and Evelyn sighed, feeling a wave of frustration. Who is the head of IT here? Is there a way we can track the anonymous caller? She asked, but he shook his head. We can't. You know the company's laws protect the privacy rights of our anonymous callers. Besides, it wasn't like the tip was false, he said, and Evelyn massaged her temple. I guess that's the end of this meeting. You can all leave, she said, and walked out of the hall before any of them could rise. Tears of frustration burned her eyes as she made her way back to her office, her heart beating. NG hard and fast. What was she going to do now? How was she ever going to find the person behind the anonymous tip? She couldn't believe that there was no way for her to prove her innocence. Inside her office, Evelyn bowed her head as she let herself break down in tears. She didn't know what to do. She was feeling confused, frustrated, angry, and wronged. While Evelyn was busy trying to figure out the way forward, Derek was in his office, a frown etched on his face as he wondered why Evelyn wasn't in the office yet. He knew that they had a misunderstanding, but they had yet to officially end their arrangement, so why wasn't she at the office? Was it because she was mad at him? He mused, thinking about all that had transpired between them from the moment he received the call from his mother at the resort. He had been thinking about it all since the previous night, and he admitted that he didn't exactly handle things right or leave room for doubt despite her insistence that she was innocent. He had been so sure that she was responsible for the article, but after last night and how she had reminded him of the NDA, he couldn't help but be in doubt. Was it possible that someone overheard their conversation? What was he missing? He mused as kept replaying everything that happened from the moment he woke up at the resort to last night at the Quinn's residence. He narrowed his eyes when he remembered how confident Michael had been that it was Evelyn who had released the news, when he didn't even know if he had confided in Evelyn about it or not. He remembered how Michael had also talked about Evelyn releasing confidential information which she was supposed to keep to herself. Was it possible that Michael was the one responsible for all of this? Derek mused, not OT wanting to believe it. Why would Michael do such a thing? What did he stand to gain by releasing such sensitive information? As Derek pondered on it, he remembered when Michael had first come to him claiming to be curious about who Evelyn was and what she was doing in his office. He also remembered how upset Michael had been when he told him he was granting Evelyn the interview. Parents. He thought about how Michael had hidden Evelyn's identity from him this whole time only to invite him to her family house for her P anniversary party. Michael must have known that ex Evelyn would be there. Had it all been his plan? It was all beginning to seem suspicious. Could Michael have released the news just so that he would get conversation with Evelyn, since he knew that the only thing Michael knew was the fact that he was adopted? Rid of Evelyn? But then, how could Michael have found out all that detail of his? He couldn't possibly have overheard the e-conversation, so how? Derek mused and shook his head when a thought crossed his mind. No way. There was no way Michael could have gone as far as bugging his office, Derek told H. suspicious device. Himself as he began to look around his office for any. Even as he searched around, he prayed and hoped that he wouldn't see anything of the sort then, but all his hope came crumbling down when he looked under his desk and saw the bug Michael had planted.